with over 44,000 of your closest friends. Whether you're there or with us, live from the Tasty Cake Studios, where Phillies baseball happens. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spike Eskin here until 2, whether you like it or not. Xfinity voice line is 888-729-9494, #9494 on your AT&T cell phone. You know, every once in a while, you owe somebody an apology. And it's not always that that apology goes out over the radio. Mike Levin is, I would say you and Jordan are the two, like, lead guys on, LibertyBallers.com, right? It's you and Jordan?
Yeah, me and Jordan.
Yeah. Mike Levin, great blog, by the way. If you are a Sixers fan, that's where you go. I've had Mike on, Derek writes for them too. But you have crushed Sixers front office for the entire time that I've had you on this show. One funny moment was one night when I was about to have you on and Adam Aaron called up, and you wrote a whole big piece about, you know, what him being the plan that it sounded like that they were going to have was just not going to work. And here we are, and I know you're happy about it, but here we are on August 15th, or now August 16th, 2012. They have Andrew Bynum, a bunch of short contracts and young players, and I believe it's time for you, Mike Levin, to say, Adam Aaron, I am sorry.
I like that this is what you brought me on for. I'm not even for anything else. This is a public apology.
I'm
Kristen Stewart, basically. That's how I've become Kristen Stewart for this radio show.
That makes me Pats, right?
There you go. Yeah, I saw you.
Yeah. How amazing is it? Like, that they, as we didn't even think anybody had the juice to pull off a move like this, whether it be Thorne or Collins, like, on amazing level, 1 to 100. Where is this for you?
Oh, it's 100. Like, it's 107. It's unbelievable. For the biggest issue that they don't have a GM right now. Rod Thorne is, I suppose, their GM, but there's a lot of Tony DeLeo in there, I've heard. But for the most part, they don't have a general manager, so they're kind of a captainless ship right now. And the fact that they pulled off a 4-team trade with their coach, who ostensibly has all the power of the team, overseas, and not having a GM, and an ownership that's sort of finding its feet, that they pulled off a 4-team trade for the biggest prize in the offseason, which is Dwight Howard, but Bynum is a close second, I think. It's unbelievable. I was honestly floored when it happened.
And especially when you think about the front office too, and I don't want to harp on this, but there was a period there for about a week where there was the Bob Cooney story that they were going to slowly replace Thorne, and then there was the Woj story on Yahoo that Collins was trying to force Thorne out, and it was just like this, it felt really ugly. It's so ugly that you can't even imagine them talking to each other, much less organizing enough, discussion to pull off a 4-team trade. These 4-team trades in the NBA are complicated. These are not easy things to do. Because ostensibly they trade, Andre Iguodala for Andrew Bynum, but that's not what happened. You know, that's how crazy these 4-team trades are. So moving forward, I guess we all talk championship, championship, championship. How does this, what kind of position does this put them in to compete for a championship, do you think?
Well, I think this year it's not going to happen. There's too many pieces coming in. Only 5 guys from last year's team are returning, and that's Drew, Evan, Thad, Spencer, and Lavoie. So that's definitely not enough. There's too many moving pieces where you can't just expect them all to gel right away. Especially Collins, who has to learn how to coach these guys. Collins has never coached a very good post player before. So I'm a little worried that it's not going to go so smoothly at first, but hopefully he figures out a game plan around it. But it's in the championship contention. It's Miami, Oklahoma City, Lakers, and then everybody else. So I don't think that this team this year is set up to win a championship. They are set up to possibly contend for the second seed in the East. It's a jumbled mess after Miami in the East, so I think they have as good of a shot as anybody. Brooklyn, Boston, Indiana, maybe.
Yeah, especially it looks like Derrick Rose might not even play this year. So
yeah,
Chicago,
I don't think
you kind of have to write off. Yeah,
I think they're calling it a season. This year, I mean, it's tough because I wins haven't been important for this team since Iverson left, since before Iverson left, because they weren't good enough. Now, wins aren't unimportant because, you know, playoff experience does matter now. The idea of, like, chemistry and these guys building them together, because they have that franchise cornerstone in place and Andrew Bynum. But I still don't really care how many games they win, whether it's, you know, 45 or 50, and I think it's going to be in that area. But it doesn't matter because they're not going to contend anyway, and it's not going to contend for a championship anyway. But what they can do is get better. They're young enough where they can get better, and they have the talent now where getting better is important, rather than, okay, well, if they get better, they'll be just good enough to make the seventh seed. Now it's they can get better, and they can start, you know, seriously contending for a championship.
Well, and the great thing, too, is, you know, when you talk about an offensive line, the key with an offensive line in football is keeping those guys together. And the cool thing with the Sixers now is that these guys can get better together, you know,
exactly.
Hoping that Turner, you know, turns that corner and Holiday turns that corner. But you have a bunch of 21 to 24-year-old guys who can play together for the next 3, 4, 5 years if everything works out and just get better together. Who's your starting five right now?
Well, I think you obviously penciled the one and the five in is Drew and Bynum. In between, there's a lot of fluidity. I think you have to have at least one shooter there, and I think your best shooter is Jarrell Wright. So I'd put Jarrell Wright as one of your wings. And in the interest of winning games down the road rather than winning games now, whether or not that's more important, I think Evan Turner needs to start. I think he needs to get a ton of minutes to really just give him every opportunity to realize his potential. Because, you know, Jason Richardson or Nick Young are definitely better shooters now, but they are not going to help you down the road. Evan Turner could feasibly become that, you know, second or third option that you're really looking for. If you put him on the bench and kind of give him 20 minutes of, like, backup point guard duty, then he's not going to get there. I think you have to give him 35 minutes and just work with it and just let him fight through it, and hopefully, you know, he has a jump shot and he can start becoming the player he could be. And at the four, you know, I go back and forth between Thad and Spencer. I'm ambivalent towards who starts. I might like Thad off the bench more just because he's different than the guys, the other big men. You think of Spencer and Kwame and Lavoy and even Moultrie. You know, they're different players, but for the most part, they're similar in the grand scheme of things. Thad is a dynamic four that coming off your bench could throw some mismatches. Plus, he's comfortable there. Plus, I want to see Spencer starting at the four because I think it'd be hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
Just to chase around guys that can actually move at above average speed. Yeah,
it's gonna be a riot. So right now, I would say Drew, Durrell, Evan, Spencer, and Bynum.
Talking to Mike Levin from LibertyBallers.com. Can Andrew Bynum be the number one scoring option on a top flight championship caliber team?
Yeah, I think he can. It's a different, he's sort of a throwback player, or at least his game is like a throwback game, because you don't see many dominant, big men with post moves anymore.
You don't see many guys with post moves, period, anymore.
No.
I mean,
you
know, 10 years or 15, dated 20 years ago, you would see Mark Jackson, you know, would have, the point guard Mark Jackson would have, you know, you'd have guards that had post games where they knew they had a size advantage. Now, when they go and do it, it looks awkward because they don't, it just seems like it's not something that people practice anymore.
Yeah, it's not today's NBA anymore. It's more about athleticism and, I'd say, being dynamic as a player. you can't just kind of throw into the post because they double too hard. They double too hard, and then the ball gets out of control. But Bynum is good enough in the post where he can be an option, even in today's NBA, where he kind of, you know, make the other teams adjust to him.
So one thing that that we kind of forget in all of this is that Andre Iguodala is no longer on the team. Now, for many reasons, we can agree that this is a good thing, even though you and I are both people who enjoy watching him as a player, you know, just to allow the team to grow. What specifically, how much do you think they're going to miss his production, both offensively and defensively, which I think is something that everyone seems to think is kind of easy to replace?
No, I mean, he's a fantastic basketball player, and I think I could even argue that he would be as almost as important as Bynum to a team because of everything he does on the court. But I think it can't be quantified as much because the team is so different from last year.
Yeah.
You know, if it was just Iguodala that was gone and just Bynum coming in, then we could say, okay, let's see how it's going to adjust. But it's so many different people that you can't just say, okay, well, they miss Andre, or they miss Lou, or they miss Brand. Because I think they will, you know, production-wise, miss parts of those guys this season. But ultimately, it's really just like a completely different team.
What player other than Andrew Bynum on the Philadelphia 76ers do you think has the most pressure going, most pressure on him going into next season?
Oh, it's Evan. Even it's not Bynum. It's Evan Turner. It's 100% Evan Turner. I'm not worried about Drew. Even though he did regress a bit last year, not getting the playoffs, I think Drew with the big man next to him will absolutely be fine. Whether or not he becomes an all-star or a real like top five point guard remains to be seen. But he'll definitely be, like, good, at least. Evan can go anywhere from becoming sort of Brendan Roy, Paul Pierce, or he could just be Chris Douglas Roberts. Like, he's got everywhere. Yeah, exactly. So I think this year, I've been a Turner apologist, not to the extent of so many other people, but, you know, there's no more excuses. If you start him for the whole season and you see, okay, we're going to give it, it's your job. Get as good as you can because this is your last chance. And if he develops a jump shot, because that's really what it boils down to. It's just him with the jump shot and him getting to the line. Because if he hits more jump shots and if he gets the line more, then he becomes more efficient. If not, then he's a sort of high usage player, that can't score efficiently. And, you know, people forget that he's right. Last season was the best defensive rebounding season for a guard ever.
And he was. I kept saying those when I would watch him that he was the best rebounding guard I had ever seen. And people were like, "Nah, Jason Kidd." I was like, "Look, I'm telling you, there's something about he just has an instinct that it's not about form, it's not about anything. He has an instinct that I've never seen another player have.
He can really get the ball. And I think that the fact that it's the best season ever. Like it's quantifiable that on the defensive glass he had the best season ever. And it's like, no, that's not what you want your guard to be best at. But you know, it's not a bad thing. It's not like he rebounds, so it doesn't matter. It does matter. That's important.
Mike Levin of LibertyBallers.com. I appreciate you calling in, and now I will. The floor is yours to apologize to Adam Aaron.
Well, I assume Adam's listening, because I don't think he sleeps. Listen, I think Philadelphia, and I guess specifically me, I'm sort of a guilty until proven innocent kind of guy. And so I think the ineptitude that surrounded the Sixers organization for years, except with the exception of sort of Iverson falling into their laps, warrants a sort of pessimism and not having rose-colored glasses. But, you know, this is the best move that I think the Sixers have ever made. I think this is the single best move in the history of the franchise because of, you know, they were literally a couple of Rajon Rondo threes away from making the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, a couple minutes away, a couple bounces that don't fall, and they would have gotten in. But the fact that they tore it down after that, I really seriously respect it. That's not to say that I'm going to agree with every move they make from now on, but this was a terrific move. This was a terrific offseason because of this move, And I now have a great deal of respect for the Sixers organization from doing what's necessary to hopefully build a champion, or at least philosophically make the right move towards building a champion.
Now, that was eloquent, but what I did not hear in any of that statement from you, Mike Levin, was, Adam Aaron, I am sorry for being so mean to you on the Internet.
Adam Aaron, I am sorry for being so mean to you on the Internet.
I just wanted to be able to send it to Adam. You know I do this in good fun. You know I'm a big supporter. I thought of you today. I was sitting. It's a shame you couldn't be there today at the press conference, because it was really kind of. I keep describing the press conference to people. It was surreal. It was like, I can't believe these are Sixers fans and Andrew Bynum's here and what. But so. Every once in a while, the crowd would start cheering, and you'd look around to see, this was before it started, you would look around to see, you know, oh, who's here? And this huge, the roar started, and then you just start hearing, Adam Aaron. And I turned around, and there's Adam Aaron, and I swear, he looked stunned, and then all of a sudden, the new chant was, thank you, Adam.
Yeah,
there's that one. Yeah. It was crazy. And then I think my favorite, there are a lot of things that were really interesting about the press conference and funny and fun to watch. But my favorite thing was watching Adam Aaron and Josh Harris subtly do things that, Adam Aaron kept saying that, well, now the crowd needs to settle down so the press can hear it. And I know inside he was like, I don't care if they settle down or not.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter to me. And the other thing was Josh Harris, hopefully, maybe I can find this quote, Josh Harris taking a subtle shot at Ed Snyder. Just saying, I think I even tweeted at one point, Ed Snyder, I hope you're watching. Josh Harris is like, you see what happens when you have owners that really care about the team.
And
he said what we were all feeling, you know, so. Well, Mike, I appreciate it, fitting us into your busy schedule. The LibertyBallers.com is the site. Michael_Levin is, where you follow him on Twitter. I appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, Mike.
And this is great. I mean, the great thing about what Mike and I have and what you and I have now is now that we get to be legitimately excited, not surprise excited or fooling ourselves excited like we were last year. This year, it's legitimate excitement about this basketball team and the next few years for them. And it was an amazing, amazing thing today. So, and I give credit to Josh Harris for taking that little shot at Ed Snyder. Ed Snyder's a good guy, loves the Flyers. Boy, he just did not care about the Sixers. So, what do you think? Tell me. Xfinity voice line is 888-729-9494. I'm with him on the starting lineup, with the Drew, Evan, Darrell Wright, Spencer Hawes, Andrew Bynum thing. #9494 on your AT&T cell. I'm Spike Eskin. 94 WIP Sports Time is 12:19.